Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So what'd you think of the Eagles draft? 215-592-9494. And is it on Embiid or everyone else? Black Gritty, you are on WIP.
Little Pimpin. How y'all doing? Let me in these streets. So let me talk about being happy first. I saw Jack out there moonwalking last night. We got to sweep you on the Padres. Life is good. The draft. Ike, yes. Howie Roseman got the first pick in the draft two rounds in a row, mm-hmm. right? Because when you get the first cornerback off the board, which everybody had him graded, whatever you want to say about that, there was a run on DBs after that, right?
Yep.
Then you get to say two, and boom, like, he all this switching and flipping and dipping. He gets the other DB that everybody was DeJean-ing about, you know what I mean? And then there's another run on cornerback. So at least, whether you like it or not, he got the guys he wanted. Before the run happened, he wasn't at the end of the line picking the last one. He went up first and got the ones he wanted. Mm-hmm. So on paper, I am super happy. I mean, they got what they wanted, they got what they needed. And then on top of that, let me tell you something. When we talk about teams in the city and Philadelphia, I'm about to find out what Jeffrey Lurie's favorite number is. I'm about to get a custom jersey, put his name on my back, because shedding a tear when you talk to that young man, it just means everything to me. And I don't care what nobody says. They want to complain about it. We took this young man in the fifth round. He is a legacy kid, and not just a legacy kid where it's like, oh, your dad was an Eagle for 2 weeks. Nah, your dad was here. I used to go get my car washed. He left. He turned it to the Commander's colors. I got mad about it. He came back. I went back to the car wash. I mean, this man is a Philadelphia man, and is now an Eagle. If you can't be happy about that, then you can't be happy about sports. Shut your mammy jammy mouth. And before I get to the Sixers, Jack, Nolo Fritz, you are a man of the people. Hit him with that barking dog. His fight all day. Don't give up. You got the board out there and you lose it. That's right. The violins, I want it all, because guess what? His buddy Daryl Morey is softer than me. And if you ever see me, I'm a fat round or a tough man. So when I say that Morey is soft, he is squeezable Charmin. He don't know how to pick nobody, have nobody, hold nobody. I gave my man a key to the city and they traded Morey for what? All we need is some toughness. Thibodeau can't do nothing but turn people into pit bulls, and they out there fighting for it. Is Brunson in the who bodies? I don't even know who these dudes are if they didn't go to Villanova. But guess what? They're hungry and they want it. And I know people laughed when I said Pat Bev was on the team and he finally was from Philadelphia. I know that he's not Kobe Bryant, but guess what? He thinks he's Kobe Bryant, and sometimes that's what you need out there. You need a dog. You need a Morse. You need somebody. Daryl Morey has never built anything, and I know.
Well, that's wrong, though. But you're wrong.
When did he win a championship? When did he get to the finals?
No. Forget about winning a championship.
No,
it's not the only success, but it's not the only success you can have. And he has built great teams before. He has not won a championship, but he has built great teams. I will do the same thing with you that I did with my father. Before they won the Super Bowl, was Andy Reid a good coach? Was Joe Banner a good executive? Before they won the Super Bowl.
Andy Reid consistently went.
No. I'm asking you a question. Was Andy Reid a good coach before he won a Super Bowl?
Yes, he was.
Okay, so that is not the be all end all of being good at your job is winning a championship. Was Charles Barkley a great player?
seeing building over time and then sustaining
but
that.
I understand, but you have to understand. I agree that Morey had. I think the Buddy Hield thing was an absolute miss. 100%. It was a huge screw up. I think honestly, trading for James Harden, though he was in a very strange spot, and I don't know what other trades could have been made, was a mistake. However, to say that he's not good at what he does or he doesn't, like, all those things are wrong. He could have made mistakes with and also be good at his job. That's my only point.
Say I'm wrong all you want to. I'm saying you're wrong. I'm saying he's wrong. I'm saying his assessment on players is wrong. If he didn't have James Harden in his prime, he would have never been nobody.
But he traded for James Harden.
Yes, because that's the only thing he knew, his little best friend, and that didn't work out either. Instead of assessing the league and doing something, he didn't know what he was doing. And then Ike, last thing,
yes.
I don't want way off P. He showed up for one playoff game finally. They after getting smoked by the Mavs. He finally had his way off P game. You're going to bring another old guy here
yeah.
to the Sixers, overpay him, and it's going to be the same thing. Might as well put him up there and give him Brand's job now.
Well, who are we going to get then?
LeBron.
Okay.
We're going to get LeBron.
No.
Okay.
Yes.
You got, I'm not doing this all summer okay. with you guys and LeBron.
Paul is younger than LeBron, but okay.
He's also one squatter. You know, I mean.
Sure, I'm just saying, though, you're still getting an older player.
Yeah,
the point I'm making.
Yeah, for 2 years.
I'm fine with LeBron.
You are a turncoat.
Well, no, listen, this is all about the city now. This is all about the city now.
If we're going to do the LeBron thing all summer.
Listen, I'm telling you, I would not be opposed to LeBron James.
I would be opposed to LeBron James.
Okay.
You guys are sick. You guys are out of your mind. You think
you
it's
want Toby back?
You think it? No. Okay. You think it's miserable watching this team now? Wait till the LeBron experience. Just wait till that's all I'm telling you is wait till the LeBron experience. Ike in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP.
What's up, y'all?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. First of all, I'm clapping for both of y'all. Thank you both. I know that's horrible for the radio, but thank you both for being sane with y'all takes about the Sixers game.
Oh,
seriously.
Yeah.
I'm just showing appreciation because everybody goes so emotional and don't go emotional and use the head. Let's be real. This is a round and B problem. Like y'all pointed out, that plus minus is telling you everything. Because I remember every time we get a big lead, they put them on the bench, the lead gone within 1 to 2 minutes. That's ridiculous. We have nobody stepping in. And I'm going to disagree with y'all a little bit. Oubre gave him 17, I believe, yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He did.
So,
yeah, he had a night. Yeah, he did. He showed up.
I don't want to shortchange him.
He did.
Or whatever. But he also spending a lot of energy trying to chase Brunson. He ain't doing nothing the last couple games, but he doing it. Toby is – he got to go. I tried to ride with him.
He's gone. Don't worry.
Don't worry. He's gone.
I like him. I think he's a nice guy or whatever. But he's done basketball-wise. And I think Morey – I said this before. I told my friends, I don't understand why you traded Morris and not tried to put Covington in. They was going to cut Morris anyway, so they would have did the same thing with Covington. So I ain't understand why they just didn't do that. Mm-hmm. And he ain't gave us anything since he came back. So that whole – and I seen him. He was like a row, two rows from me on Thursday. Should have went up to him, man. I really wanted to say, man, you better not get that bread to Buddy this year. Like, you got to let him roll straight up.
I don't think they're going to pay Buddy. I don't think so either.
I don't think he's a dummy. And here's the silver lining. And for friends of mine, well, Paul Reed's going to be a free agent now if we lose. So you're going to have more money for people you want. And Ike, what about KD instead of Paul Jones?
Yes,
because they got to do something with that Phoenix team because you can't do nothing with these new rules. You can't keep all three of them.
He's going back to Oklahoma City. I would bet you anything.
I would bet you.
Yeah.
So last thing I want to say, kudos to Howie, man. You did your thing. Shout out to you. You did everything you could do in here. I'm intrigued by the two receivers we got.
Yeah.
Because the one dude, I remember because Florida State used to be my team back with Charlie Ward, so I watched them still.
Johnny Wilson. Yeah, that's Johnny Wilson.
Johnny Wilson's right the 6'6", 235, mm-hmm. runs fast, drops every pass guy.
Yeah.
And last thing, Anais Williams. Listen, I watched them too because I lost money. Shout out to you and Jack, FanDuelish. Yeah. I lost money on Texas A&M last year, so I've seen them sometimes too. So I like the young boy. I'm real excited. I can't wait for the season. So y'all be easy. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the what's his name? The receiver they took, Anais Smith. Anais Smith.
Yeah.
So he's a guy that. So I watched everybody on YouTube afterwards. Of
sure.
course.
Now, tomorrow you do the official.
Tomorrow we'll do my official breakdown of everybody.
Yep.
But the guys that stuck out to me that I liked were Will Shipley and Anais Smith.
Yeah.
And he looks like a player that. Anais looks like a player that we have always wanted, but maybe never had. Just a true slot mm-hmm. receiver. I liked watching him on tape. He seems like he can play.
I do too. Listen, these are good young players, and the good thing about both young wide receivers and Will Shipley is they won't necessarily be counted on heavily this year, right? So they get a chance to come in, even if they're learning behind the receivers that are here. Let's say Paris Campbell is the number three receiver this year. Okay, that you know what? That means Anais Smith and Johnny Wilson don't have to worry about being pressed into that position. You can sort of ease them into the position. We already know Saquon's going to get a ton of touches, so Shipley may get a few plays here and there, but he's not going to be relied upon heavily early unless there's some sort of injury there.
So they have time.
Yes.
They have time. I think that this entire draft, one thing that stuck out to me is that almost everyone they drafted – has time.
Now, defensively, they have time, but there's probably more opportunities for those guys that they could get out there and play.
Absolutely. Except for Hunt. I we can't really.
Yeah. Yeah. Jalix Hunt.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Jalix is a cool name.
Yeah. How many times are we going to call him Jalen?
Jalix is the coolest name that we've had on the Eagles in a long time.
I've never even heard the name before.
No, he said that. So I saw the quote somewhere where. I guess his grandparents are all J's or all his siblings are J's, but his mom liked a perfume called Calyx or something. So she took the J and put it on the front name of the perfume. Whatever, man. Where did names come from?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a fake name. Who cares, right? If the name's cool, the name's cool. Sean in Ocean City, you're on WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, guys, I'm a day one Ricky fan, a hardcore Sixers fan. To my eye, it seems like Joel always plays some of his worst games in the playoffs. So I went on a deep dive of his game logs, playoff, regular season. I defined a bad game as a game where he shoots below 40% or 20 points or less. Can we agree on that?
No, but go ahead.
All right. Well, it's either way. It's still comparing regular season to playoffs.
Sure.
So in 22, he had 6 bad games out of 10, as I just defined them. And in the regular season, he had 12 out of 68. In 23, he had 4 bad games out of 9 when he only had 5 out of 66 in the regular season. He had 3 games in the regular season this year out of 39 games where he shot 40% or worse or less than 20 points. He's got 3 out of 5 in the playoffs this year. He's got 2 fourth quarters where he didn't score a bucket. And if you go through in some of these big games that we could have won these series, up 2-1 against Toronto, he lays an egg. Up 2-1 against Atlanta, he lays an egg. Down 0-1 against Toronto, he lays an egg. Game 7 against Toronto, lays an egg. Game 7 last year. Even game 6 that we won last year, he was bad. It's just over and over again in these games where if he just goes to his regular season average, like not even a heroic effort, we win a lot of these series. So I can't move on to other people. I would rip Morey. I'd rip you, Spike, for giving these Dave Spadaro interviews of Morey once a month.
Well, okay, time out. First of all, they're not Dave Spadaro. No offense to Dave Spadaro. I know what you're saying. We ask him tough questions, and we press him every time we have him on. We actually argue with him. And you can say whatever you want about him, but he goes on a friggin' fan podcast for an hour and lets us berate him about decisions he's made. So that is absolutely not what's going on. As for your definition of a bad game, I will give you a lot of what has happened in the past. I am talking about this series this year. And this series this year, he has been more than good enough. He's been so good that they cannot exist without him on the court. And I know everyone loves Maxey, and it might be too early for him to be what we need him to be. But at a certain point yesterday in the second half, he's got to be able to score. He's got to wrangle in the offense. He's got to get everyone organized. He didn't do any of it, and they look like chickens with their heads cut off. And truthfully, I don't know what you want Embiid to do in that fourth quarter when there's 2-3 guys swarming him around every play, and everyone is standing there staring at their shoes, and if they get an open shot, they're missing it. Like, I don't know what you want him to do. Nope, you're going to stop that. I agree with you previously, and if you say you're a day one Ricky listener, you absolutely have heard me criticize him in previous playoffs, especially last year. I don't think he deserves it this year. I just don't. Your big trade deadline acquisition cannot be a guy who can't get on the court. It just can't be. Daryl cannot say that Buddy Hield was the best player to be traded at the trade deadline and then have him not be able to play. To all of our eyes, he's not even playable. If Tyrese Maxey is good enough to be a number two on a title team, then he has to be able to organize an offense for 5 minutes a half when Embiid is not on the floor. Tobias Harris is like a weight around all of their ankles. So I agree with you previously. I just don't think it works for this year. I don't think the things that you are saying are true of this year.
Okay.
All right.
Ooh, boy.
No offense to Spuds. I feel like Spuds cut a stray there. He didn't catch a stray, man.
Spuds has been quiet all offseason. What did he do?
Well, I think he's saying.
No, I know what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm just saying.
It's not true.
Spuds is out of the way, man.
It's not true. Hi, John. Hi, Mark. Do you have that one there?
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
That's a great one right there.
I think generally that Daryl Morey is one of the best at what he does in his job. I also think that this was a tough situation. I also think he failed this year. All of those things can be true.
Where do we get the best at his job at? Where have the Sixers benefited from that?
Well, I think if I am making the case for him here, mm-hmm. is that when he walked into this team, they had 110. First of all, half their draft picks were gone. because of previous screw-ups. He walked into a team that had $108 million committed to Al Horford, Ben Simmons, and Tobias Harris. Mm-hmm. The cap is 120. You basically have the entire cap on a guy you have to trade in Horford, a guy who is eventually not even going to play anymore in Ben Simmons, mm-hmm. and a guy who's a complete waste of salary in Tobias Harris. And you are locked into, and by the way, he was locked into a coach that he did not hire. Didn't hire Doc Rivers. Mm-hmm. So I think he was in a tough situation. You also had a guy in Simmons. Now, you could talk about Halliburton. I don't know if Halliburton was on the table or if it wasn't on the table. But at the time, the Harden trade looked good. It was a mistake. Mm-hmm. Re-signing him was a mistake. Bringing him back was a mistake. I have told Daryl this off air and told him this on air. I think that James Harden is a loser, but to a certain extent, when you are looking for a co-star at a championship level, you sort of have to take what's there. And we all just keep talking about that Joel Embiid only has this many years of his prime left. We have mm-hmm. to capitalize. And if he's the guy that's available, sometimes you just got to take a chance. I don't think he's been perfect, and I think he's failed this year, but I still trust him in terms of who was in charge of the organization.
Yeah, I just don't see where the Sixers, the level of his sort of imprint on the team has increased or enhanced their chances of winning a championship. They haven't gotten any closer to winning a title since he's been here. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he's been completely terrible. I'm not going down there, bro, because I don't think everything he's done has been wrong or poorly, and he did have some things he needed to clean up. I just don't see where he's put his imprint on the team, and now we're in a better situation. Like, he had a chance this year with the Harden trade and then moves he decided to make at the trade deadline, and I don't think it necessarily made the team better.
The excuse,
and that's coming off of P.J. Tucker and right. James Harden.
The excuse I will make for him at the deadline, though, again.
And Paul Reed.
If I like Paul Reed.
Well, his contract's voided, so.
If they lose.
Yeah, well, that's
hold on, what is that?
So it's not voided. His contract is only guaranteed for year two if they get past the first round. It was a very weird thing that Danny Ainge signed him to. So the offer sheet that Danny Ainge and Utah signed Paul Reed to is that it was a 2 years guaranteed only if they get past the first round of the playoffs in year one. So it becomes an unguaranteed contract, which is actually really valuable because it means you can trade it, but the next team doesn't have to pay it.
So are we rooting for the Knicks?
No, stop it.
We're not rooting for the Knicks, but there is a silver lining.
We're
there.
Stopping it with the Paul Reed stuff. No.
That's part of the reason why Embiid has to play as much as he does.
I actually don't think it is.
Well, Paul Reed's a funk.
No, because, okay, all we need to do is think about the best players in NBA history and who their backups were.
We didn't have to have Paul Reed. Like, we didn't have to have him. We could have had Andre Drummond. Hell, I'd take Dwight Howard right now.
Andre Drummond sucks. Dwight Howard?
Yeah.
No, that's a whole other thing. We're not doing that.
It's called a big dose of D.
All right. Today's Twitter poll brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
I didn't ask for that.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. For mom, online at marks-jewelers.com, the poll question, which is more true? The Sixers have failed Joel Embiid, or Joel Embiid has failed the Sixers? Ike, what is your guess on the percentages so far?
Well, it's the day after a loss.
Yes.
I don't think many people are necessarily feeling sorry for Joel Embiid today.
Yep.
So I would say it's slightly in his favor. I mean, in the favor of Joel Embiid being blamed. Let me go 55 to 60%.
Stunning. 68% say the Sixers have failed Embiid.
Ooh.
It's not what I expected either. Now, any goodwill that Joel Embiid may have been taken away by his comments after the game. He did have some things to say about the fans, about the New York fan takeover. We will hear what he had to say and talk about it next on the afternoon show on WIP with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.